Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
This coverage of the 65th Annual Wrangler National Finals Rodeo is presented by Nelson Hart, supporting the Western way of life, and by Wrangler Jeans and Shirts. Round 9 worth $30,706.41. The aggregate competition with first place worth $78,747.07 in each of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys and Women's Professional Rodeo Association's 8 events in 10 rounds of competition. Navajo Derek Begay leads the team roping aggregate and has won a round, as all 5 of the American Indians that have qualified for this year's NFR have all won a round. It's the Championships of Pro Rodeo in Las Vegas, Nevada, Friday, December 15th, 2023. We have coverage of the world title races and interviews with go-round number 9 winners Rocker Steiner, Zeke Thurston, and more. In the bareback bronc riding, Jayco Roper, Cherokee Cowboy from Oklahoma, with 77 points. He's won over 77,000, including a round win at the National Finals Rodeo. Rocker Shane Steiner, your winner of round number 9 with an 87-point ride aboard Land of Fancy, the name of a Sankey Rodeo bucking horse from Montana.
Yeah, feels good. Feels good to be back. I wish I came back a little bit sooner, but as long as we come back, we're doing all right.
Jesse Pope, defending champion, is number 2 in the world. He is number 1 in the aggregate, chasing Keenan Hayes, a rookie that is number 1 in the world standings bareback riding. What a race for round 10. In the steer wrestling competition, Cody Devers from Oklahoma won the round with a 3.5 second time. Don Payne of Texas is your fastest on 9 head with 40.7 seconds. Dalton Massey, your leader for the world title with 1 round to go in the steer wrestling. In the team roping competition, Indian Cowboys Coleman Proctor, Cherokee from Oklahoma, with his partner Logan Medlin, have won over $53,000, as has team Eric Rogers Navajo with Paul Eves. They've each won a round and over $53,000 for each team. Derek Begay is number 1 in the aggregate. He is the fastest on 9 head of team roping steers at 64.6 seconds with his partner Coulter Todd from Arizona. Leader is in the world heading and healing, Tyler Wade and Wesley Thorpe of Texas. They also won round 9 with a 3.5 second time. In the classic event, saddle bronc riding, 3-time and defending champion of the world had a Canadian connection with the bucking horse Zeka Kibitz of the Calgary Stampede. The Calgary Cowboy was 88.5 points. He is number 1 in the round, number 1 in the average, and number 1 in the world standings with over 450,000 won. Zeke Thurston, saddle broncs.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's a great horse. That horse actually bucked me off earlier this year. And that horse didn't get rode but 1 or 2 times all year. So, I knew how my work cut out for me, but he had a good day, and I was lucky to stick there with him.
In the tie down roping competition, it was a tie between 2 Texans with a 7.1 second time, Weston Hughes and former champ of the world Tuff Cooper. Riley Webb from Texas is number 1 in the world standings, but Haven Medgett of Montana is the best on 9 with 68.7 seconds. In the ladies' barrel racing, Texan Cassie Mowry won the second round in a row. 13.37 was her time on a 5-year-old horse.
I mean, that's just incredible. I do think it helps when you get on a roll. You just try to keep that momentum going, and that's what we're trying to do right now, not overthink things.
The world leader prior to the final round, number 10, Brittany Posey Tanazi from Texas in the barrel racing. Bull riding competition, Salt River Rodeo Company brought a bull by the name of Belly Dump. Been to the winner's circle before, like the 89-point ride, the bull took Texan Jeff Askey to the win in round number 9. Askey, bull riding champ of the day. Congratulations to Navajo Danielle Lohman for winning 10th in the world standings in the National Finals Ladies Breakaway Roping. Stetson Wright is still your leader for the all-around championship of the world. Stay tuned to this station for tomorrow's coverage of the championship round number 10 at the 65th Annual Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, Nevada, USA.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.